We're not quite there yet, but we are approaching the midpoint of the session. What's your impression so far?
Well, you know, for an election year, it seems a little bit calm and seems like Republicans are working with Democrats. Democrats are working with Republicans. Perhaps those threats of tumult and chaos and turbulence, maybe they were exaggerated. Maybe we can get some bipartisan work done.
Here's an issue where we've seen these measures go down, and it's specifically around oil and gas, hydraulic fracturing. We've seen a lot of bills from both sides of the aisle, some that would make regulations more locally focused versus saying the state has more authority. Those issues have failed in committee, but we're seeing a lot of concern from members of the public around fracking, despite the chemical disclosure rule you helped broker. What do you think's the solution there?
Well, I think the key here is education. And almost all Western states have extraction industries to a significant extent. Colorado has a great deal of natural gas. There are roughly 4,500 to 5,000 wells drilled in Colorado every year. They've been using fracturing since the early 1980s and since 1990, using it frequently. So it's been going on for 20 years. We can't find any single example of it ever getting into groundwater. Now, there are many examples of where carelessness has led to frac fluid spilled into a stream or a pond, and we are increasing fines, and we're going to hold oil and gas companies accountable for that. You know, that's why we wanted such a strong regulation in place for transparency around what is in frac fluids so that people can know whether they're safe. Again, I think this is mostly to reassure citizens of Colorado. There's a lot of fear out there, and fear is real.
You think as time passes, that will subside naturally?
Yeah, I think around fracturing it well. I think we have other issues. Some of what they call the tight shale plays are going to bring drilling much closer to suburban areas. And I think we have to work with the local counties and say, how close should an oil well be to a neighborhood? But we've got to make sure that we find that natural gas and extract it in a way that is in harmony with our communities.
Lawmakers are soon about to take up one of your top priorities for the session, and that's personnel reform. You talked about it in your State of the State address. I know we're looking at things like broadening the number of candidates for positions, not laying people off based on seniority, changing the testing requirements for state government jobs. Why did you decide to do this session, and what are you hoping to accomplish?
Well, we wanted to find some improvements to the system, because everyone knows that, it's almost a cliche. People make fun of government workers, or the state government does this or that. The bottom line is, state government is our government, and we've got to make it more effective and more efficient. And the key, it's not the fault of state workers. They work hard. They're certainly, if anything, underpaid. They haven't had a raise in 4 years. But the system, the management system, doesn't treat them fairly.
And I know you've been a longtime supporter of civil unions, but at the beginning of the session, you spoke more vocally than you had in the past and said that you really thought lawmakers should pass a bill this session. What made you be more vocal or take a stronger stance?
I've always taken the same stance, so my stance isn't any stronger. You know, I spent almost 16 years in the restaurant business. You meet everyone in the restaurant business, and a lot of our employees were from different parts of the country. They were different ages, and we had a number of gay and lesbian individuals. Once you've been in that kind of an environment, a family environment, you really do see that everybody should be equal under government. Now, again, I don't think we should ever tell one church or another church who they should marry, right? That should never even be discussed. I've spoken out on this many, many times. I did not put it in the State of the State speech last year because it was my first State of the State, and we were trying to kind of lay out a foundation of how we were going to approach the state government. This time I've been in office for a year, and there has been a lot more discussion over the last 4 or 5 months, and we thought that it was appropriate to just speak out and say, hey, all individuals deserve equal rights.
I know one of the things you've talked about outside the legislature is really changing maybe how the state's branded to the nation. What do you think needs to change in our state brand, and what kind of ideas do you have?
Right now, if you were to ask people across the country, the couple surveys I've seen, it's, you know, it's the Rocky Mountains, it's skiing, it's winter wonderland, natural beauty, which is all great. What a wonderful foundation to have. It's why so many people love living here. We could also be the state where people work together better than other states, where we collaborate, where last year in a difficult budget year, we passed a state budget with 80 out of 100 legislators in the General Assembly voting yes. Most other states haven't been able to do that. And I think we can define a different way of approaching our community and saying, we recognize that business has to succeed, not just small business and not just big business, but all business has to be successful to generate the jobs that create taxes that allow us to reform education, that allow us to create a safety net for the last and the least. Once we recognize that we're going to be pro-business, and as pro-business as any state in the country, we make sure that every sentence when we say we're pro-business, we follow it up by saying that we're going to hold ourselves to the highest environmental protections, we're going to protect these landscapes for our grandchildren and their grandchildren. Businesses that want to, A, have a lot of support from state government, but also want to give back to the community and help solve societal problems, this is a place where those businesses will be welcomed with open arms.
Thanks. That was Governor John Hickenlooper. We appreciate you taking the time to talk to us.
It's my pleasure, Benta.
I'm Benta Berkland in Denver.